Welcome, 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 welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. How are you guys doing on today? Today's February 10th, 2025. And yes, I said February 10th. You know, every time I do these recordings, I just think about the date, the time. The date and the time, and I think about how New Year's was just yesterday, literally. So time is flying, right? Time is flying, which means we have no time to waste. No time, none of us. None of us, and especially of us who are called and chosen, and God is going to use us. So we are being prepared. We're being prepared. We're being prepared. But hope you guys had a great weekend. The Super Bowl was yesterday. It was a shutout, what I think. And it was a good game, you know. For those who watch, you know, it was a great, it was a good game. The Eagles, the Eagles, the Eagles. The Eagles. Yes, the Eagles. It was a good game. But anyways, the performance was the best thing, which, to be honest, I didn't even watch the game. I didn't even watch the performance. I watched the highlights this morning or earlier today. I'm doing the podcast a little later in today because my morning started a little differently. But we adjust and we keep it moving. Definitely not going to complain about it. It wasn't the best start to my morning. But it was taken care of and now we are here. So today, man, I wanna speak about leaning on Jesus, and specifically for understanding. You know, because the birth of wisdom is through the fear of the Lord. Now, the reason and what and why I'm speaking about this is because sometimes in this fast-paced world, man, many of us, we grapple with uncertainty and fear, especially when it comes to the unknown. And I just did a video actually earlier today, and I was speaking about letting go of the old things to embrace the new things that God is doing, right? But the uncertainty and the fear of the unknown, because sometimes it's hard to let go of or even move into new things because the fear of the unknown, the fear of not knowing, the fear of, and a lot of the fear is based from us not understanding, right? Because his word tells us to lean not on our own understanding, right? Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And I'm going to get back to that. But, you know, the Bible definitely offers us profound insights. That's why you got to get in his word. You must get in his word. You know, it helps us to navigate these challenges, you know. And in leaning on Jesus, we're going to go back to Proverbs 3, right? And this calls us, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. This calls us to relinquish our need for control. Let's talk about that. The need for control. I didn't know I was such a controlling person until I began to get in the Word of God. And it tells us it's a double-edged sword, because as I began to eat the Word, as I consumed it, it began to just cut me up, you know, and He revealed to me that I was controlling. I was manipulative. I was, but we're going to focus on the controlling. I'm not going to get on here and tell y'all how messed up I was, you know. But relinquishing our need for control and instead relying on Jesus. Relying on Jesus. And, you know, in moments of confusion, leaning on Jesus means embracing faith over fear. Faith over fear. Because, you know, we get comfortable and complacent in regular, and I say regular, and what I mean by regular is, it's regular doing things your way. It's regular. You know, you can be dominating over there. In business or whatever you're doing, but you still regular until you come on Team Jesus. You still regular, right? But when you do, when we begin to lean on Him, it's about embracing faith over that fear, acknowledging our limitations, right? You're limited. We're limited. We're limited. You must acknowledge that, right? You must acknowledge that you are limited. And this, in doing that, allows us to seek His guidance, which leads to peace and clarity. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Now, I mentioned earlier about understanding the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 9:10 tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And this fear is not a paralyzing dread, but a respectful awe and reverence for God's greatness and authority. You know, and this is what has been the problem, right? We are controlling because we want to control everything. We get so intelligent and read all these books and get all these degrees. And even if you don't do that, you become intelligent in the wins that you are getting over in your world where you do what you do, right? But that builds the ego. That builds the nature of man, which is to control things. Now you trying to figure out why, who, what, when, and all these things, which you don't have control over. The wind. So how can you? So when we get to that place where we want to control, take a step back. You know, because the things you can't control, which most things you can't, right? That's when the fear comes in. You see? And that particular fear is paralyzing. Because when we can't control, you know, you get anxious, you get worried, that's when all the other cousins of fear come in, right? It's a mess, trust me. Someone who's been delivered, you know, from that. You know, I used to be a anxious, worried person all the time. You know, just the fear of not knowing, the fear of everything but the Lord. Let's talk about it, right? The fear of everything but the Lord. But this fear, the fear of the Lord, and recognizing and reverencing him and recognizing his greatness and authority, right? When we understand who God is and his infinite wisdom, we become more willing to submit our understanding to him, which opens the door to true wisdom and insight. Because look, let me tell you, when I realized that I didn't know and that I knew nothing and that my God, our Lord was the teacher, my comforter, the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus Christ, comforts, brings peace. He's a teacher. He's a teacher. Have you ever gotten into a new space, whether it's a new job or a new something you knew nothing about? First of all, you weren't even supposed to be there, but you there because of him. But you got into something you just didn't know how or what. You didn't know all the who, what, whys, hows, whens, wheres, and all that, right? And then, all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but the Holy Spirit guides you and teaches you things. You find new books. I'll take it deeper than that. You get a new cool way to do this, and then you're asking yourself, man, I don't even know how I wrote that. I don't even know how this idea came, this witty invention came. Where do you think it came from? Where do you think your business idea, that vision came from? You know, I think about this all the time. I don't know if these guys do it. I don't know their belief systems, but think about it. How did Amazon come about? How? Have you ever really thought about that? Because all good things come from God. You ever thought about that? Think about it. Even in the Bible, with Moses, with Noah, how do you think he built that ark? How? The just the level of intelligence to build the ark. Think about that. Think about that. I think sometimes we don't even recognize where the gifts. Why are you so good at what you do? Why? That's reverence right there. Reverence. Reverence his greatness and his authority. Now, one of the things I always speak about over here is mindset. Mindset and limitations. Because, you know, the fear of the unknown, you know, it when you don't know, you run into fear. Right? So our mindset can often hinder us, leading to fear of what we do not understand. And this fear can cause us to avoid seeking answers or solutions. I don't know how this gonna work. My faith is in him. I don't know how this gonna work. You know, I've been in places where I didn't know what to do, how this was going to happen, but he always provided. He's always giving me the answer. He's always showing me the way. He's always opened the door. He's always, always. He never not. I can't remember when he didn't. And see, when we don't lean on him and we operate in our fear, we don't go get the answers. We don't go seek the solutions. And we get trapped. We get trapped in a cycle of anxiety, uncertainty, stagnation, frustration. But knowing Jesus, a relationship with Jesus transforms. It transforms our understanding. It transforms, I mean, us personally, our lives. When we know him personally, man, our fears diminish. I remember when I needed a drink. I needed a drink to go into public places. I needed a drink to walk out my house. Hallelujah. Who am I talking to in here? Oh, Jesus. But the fear of failure, the fear of not living up to my potential, the fear of just fear, fear of everything but the Lord. And those other fears, man, I told you, they paralyzed me. I was destroying myself. And it wasn't me, the fear was destroying me. But when we know Jesus, when we know King Jesus, when we know, when we begin to experience him, fears diminish because we trust in his character, his promises, and his providential care. John 10:27 tells us that. So, breaking free, renewing our minds, like it tells us in Romans 12:2, encourage us to not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. By aligning our thoughts with God's truth, we learn to see situations from his perspective. You know, because perspective is reality. Let's be clear. Let's be very, very clear. And so many of our perspectives have been shaped by our environments, but not the one who created the environments. Our perspectives are shaped by man or by this world, but not by the one who created man, who created the world. Come on now. Now, this is going to help someone. Practical steps, right? Of course, we know pray and meditate. Regular prayer and meditation on scripture, it deepens our understanding and strengthens our relationship with the Lord. But also, you must get under someone who knows Jesus, who demonstrates that they know Jesus and have a relationship with him. The fruits are there. The signs and wonders are there. Because without a community, I mean, that's one of the biggest things. Because, you know, he sends a man to teach you. He sends a man to teach you. He sends a man or a woman. I'm not trying to, it's not about gender. He sends a vessel, a man, to teach us. That's important. That's important. It's so important. You know, but pray and meditate on His word, guys. Because right now, a lot of us, we're being prepared to push and bring to the forefront Jesus, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, we're bringing it forward with boldness, with courage. It's time. But that carries, trying to do that and trying to do this life without Him. It's heavy. But with Him it's light. With Him it is light. And you know, I loved, you know, what I did notice after the Super Bowl, and what I've just been noticing lately, man, a lot of entertainers, whether they're athletes, music, wherever, you know, they're mentioning the name Jesus. They're mentioning Him on these platforms. That's how you know. It's our time. Seek wisdom through study. Study. How do you know? How can you know someone if you don't study them? And He is the Word. Hallelujah. He is the Word. He's come. He's come. I want to pray, and then I'm going to let you guys go so you can go and be productive and do the things of God and take hold violently of your week, Today's Monday. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we humbly come before You, recognizing that our understanding is limited. Help us to trust in You with all our heart, leaning not on our own wisdom, but seeking Your guidance in every aspect of our life. Fill us with a reverent fear of You, knowing that it is the beginning of true wisdom. And we need wisdom. We need wisdom moving forward and moving in the things of God, moving in the things that You have called us to do. Lord, help us to let go of our fears and uncertainties, and grant us the strength to embrace Your truth. May Your Spirit renew our mind, transforming us into a vessel of Your understanding. Surround us with wise counselors who encourage us to walk in Your ways. Thank you, Father, for Your promise to make our paths straight. We place our trust in You, confident that you will lead us to the wisdom we seek. In Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen. So I hope and I know and I believe that this message has blessed someone. It's blessed me. I'm just being obedient. You know, it's such a great time to be alive. It's such a great time to be in Christ Jesus. It's such a great time, you know. So many wonderful and beautiful things are happening. So many new ideas, so many new developments and new ventures to not only spread the gospel, but to bring us together, to bring us together, you know, make this world a better place, really, you know. Let's not lose hope of that. But it's not us making the world a better place. Jesus makes the world a better place. So let's bring them him who is in us. Hallelujah. And I love you guys. You know, I want to share something before I go. Briefly, I'm going to make it quick. I know I said I had to go. I prayed and that was it. We were supposed to get up out of here. But this morning, I'll say this. This is what I'll share for privacy, for privacy reasons. But, you know, some things happen to test you. The Lord is testing us sometimes when something happens that is unexpected, you know, that's out of your control, how you respond, how you handle it, how you adjust shows that you know the Lord and that you lean on him, because he brings peace. When certain things happen that are out of our control, and even if they're considered what one would say bad or just don't feel good, or it may cost you, how you handle it with the grace that he's given you. But to do that, you must lean on him. You must seek him. This isn't about Ron. This is about Jesus. Let's be clear. This isn't about popularity. It's about souls being saved. Because, man, he's brought me through so much. Man, he's brought me through so much. You know, the things we go through sometimes, others couldn't even, yeah. And it's not about, we all go through stuff. It don't matter about who you are, you know, your influence. Nobody's bigger than Jesus, man. So who you are doesn't matter as far as like
you know, where you come from, what you have, what you've done, you know, what you're recognized by your peers. None of that matters. Nobody's bigger than Jesus. Nobody. There's nothing. So we all share the problems and ills of this world. We share it, and it can be a lot. And without him, man, without him, man, I wouldn't be here. Come on now. That's enough to praise him every day, all day, right there. You hear me? Okay? Like, this is what it's about. I'm not. Yeah, that's what it, this is all it's about. This is all this is about. It's knowing him so that through him, I can be better. I can do better. And in doing better, and all that means is telling others who don't know him about him. That's it. He giving me the ideas and the businesses so that my time can free up, so I can do more of telling about him and helping those who need it. That's it. That's it. That's it. I put it like this. When I am enjoying my family and we go on our vacations and we're having what, you know, you would call a great time, because life is great and you can enjoy it, enjoy life. But in those times, just for me, it robs time from him. That's just how I look at it. That's just me. Please do not think like that. That is not like like I enjoy those things and spending time and, you know, and doing that. But it's about him. How can I be of service? How can I help? How can I? Because most of my life, the first 28 years of it, 29 years of it, it was without him. I'll say 30. I'm 35. Hello. It wasn't about him. It was all about me. But now that I know him, what can I do? So, but I just wanted to say, you know, get to know him. Seek him. So that you can get to the place of dwelling with him. Hallelujah. But y'all have a great day, great week, and I love you guys, and I will definitely be talking to you guys tomorrow. So have a great day, a great week, and we shall talk soon. Shalom.